سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق، خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي، اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم، علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. صدق الله العظيم. We must submit to and extend the house of Allah because of the tawfiq and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah guide us to appreciate the program that I conducted in our masjid. I'm an ordinary student, but to learn one ayat of the Quran, you get the reward of 100 rakats of Nafil Salah. Before we continue with the tafsir of Iqra Bismi Rabbika Allazi Khalaq, last week Tuesday we did Wattini Wazzaytun. Because of time constraints, some aspect of Wattini Wazzaytun I did not mention. The last verse of Surah Wattin, Alaysa Allahu bi ahkamil hakimin. Is Allah not the greatest ruler of all the rulers? Regarding this verse, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that while reciting Surah At-Teen, one reaches the end of it, Alaysa Allahu bi ahkamil hakimin. Is Allah not the greatest ruler of all the rulers? Then one should recite, Bala wa ana ala zalika min ash-shahideen. Bala wa ana ala zalika min ash-shahideen. Yes, indeed, Allah is the ruler of the rulers, and I bear witness to it. The jurists have ruled that it is mustahab, preferable, to recite these words after reciting the last verse of Surah Wattini, Alaysa Allahu bi ahkamil hakimin. Bala وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. But this is out of Salah, not in Salah. We are reading Salah behind the Imam. The in Salah we must not read بَلَا وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Out of Salah and after Salah we can recite. Also another verse in Surah Wattin, لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah has created mankind in the best and perfect way compared to the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is mentioned, one tafsir I was reading, one alim mentioned the dua for looking at the mirror. When we look at the mirror, we recite, Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi fa hassin khuluki. Ya Allah, you make my appearance good, you make my character also good. And when human beings develop good qualities, obey the commands of Allah, follow the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, abstain from haram and the disobedience of Allah, then they are loved by Allah. And those that don't have iman, don't obey the commands of Allah, don't follow the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah gets angry with them. So man is the best of creation provided he obeys the commands of Allah and follow the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and abstain from haram and disobedience. We see that during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, they were from the Quraysh Arab tribe and they were very fair and handsome, but did not have iman. Allah disgraced them. And Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu and few other Muslims from the African continent, they had iman. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu was made the first muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Masjid an-Nabawi. How Allah honored him. So in this world, a person can be dark in complexion or fair in complexion, but the good action that we do, Allah will give us a respectable depth of iman and make our face handsome on the day of Qiyamah. And we have to love and respect the muazzins, especially we in South Africa. Many masjids, the muazzins are from African background, but they are giving azan. Their work is more valuable than any other worldly work that you can think of. Reciting Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, come to salah, come to success 5 times a day. Fajr time, muazzin said, As-salatu khayru min an-nawm, sleep. As-salah is better than sleep. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will honor the muazzins, that they will be made tall and handsome. And yawma tabyaddu wujuhu wa taswaddu wujuhu. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. On the day of Qiyamah, that people that are destined to go to Jannah, the faces will be made handsome and radiant. And the disobedient servants and the non-Muslims, their face will be blackened and made ugly. May Allah protect us. While making wuzu also, the Arabic dua, Allahumma bayyid wajhi yawma tabyaddu wujuh awliya'ik. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, make my face handsome and radiant. Lahayul, making the face of the pious personalities that will be going to Jannah. Now let's come to the surah, Iqra' bismi rabbika allazi khalaq. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last and final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Anbiya Ikram alayhim salatu was salam, from the time they are born till the time they leave the world, Allah guides them, assists them, help them in every way. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the age of 40, these verses were revealed. But among the good qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he never worshipped idols, never did anything that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go to Ghar Hira in Makkah Mukarramah, a cave of Hira, where he used to meditate and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's read the, while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the cave of Hira, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came with these 5 verses of Surah Iqra. Let's do the English meaning. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came with the verses of the Quran and telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read with the name of your Allah who created everything. He created man from a clot of blood. Read, and your Allah is most gracious, who imparted knowledge by means of the pen. And Allah taught man what he did not know. Now our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taught directly how to read the Quran, the Arabic verses, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to recite these verses, he hugged Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very tight once. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma ana biqareen, I cannot recite it. Again, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam pressed him, said, Ma ana biqareen, I cannot recite it. And then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam pressed him for the 3rd time, said, Ma ana biqareen. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited. After the 3rd time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited these verses. I got Maariful Quran in front of me, compiled by the Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. It is universally agreed that the first five verses of Surah Al-Alaq or Iqra marked the very beginning of Quranic revelation mentioned in Baghawi. Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif mentions other authentic sources and overwhelming consensus of scholars, ancient and modern. All concur on this point. However, some scholars state that the Surah Al-Muddassir was the first surah to be revealed in Para 29, and yet others say that Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening first verses. It is possible to reconcile between these different views as follows. After the revelation of Surah Iqra, Surah Al-Alaq or Iqra, there was a temporary break or pause in the revelation of the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be very sad, why wahi is not coming to me? Why the verses of Quran are not being recited to me? But after some time, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi wa sallam appeared to him once again, and he faced the same situation as he faced when the first verses of Surah Iqra were revealed to him. On this occasion, the opening verses of Surah Al-Muddassir were conveyed to him by the angel. From this point of view, it may be said that the first surah to be revealed after the temporary break was Surah Al-Muddassir. Some of the companions held the view that Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, was the first surah to be revealed. They probably meant to say that this was the first surah to be revealed in a complete form. Surah Iqra also, first five verses were revealed, then the other verses, even the other surahs of the Quran. But Surah Al-Fatiha, which we recite in our Salah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, it was revealed, the whole surah was revealed at one time. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received wahi, and he was a bit worried what is happening to him. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in the nikah of our spiritual mother, Bibi Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. It is said that Sayyidina Khadija radiyallahu anha, while Nabi Sallam related to her what had happened to him in the cave of Hira, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, I feared for myself. Sayyidina Khadija radiyallahu anha said, Nay by Allah, Allah will never expose you to disgrace, because you unite family ties and bear the burden of the weak and earn for the destitute and offer hospitality to the guests and help people in real distress and difficulty. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam returned from the cave of Hira, Bibi Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha consoled Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you have such wonderful qualities and Allah will never disgrace you. A very senior alim from India, Hazrat Mulana Abdullah Kapodri Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the principal of Madrasa Falah-e-Dar in Tadgeshwar in India, I was studying there in 1982 to 1985. And many of our senior ulama in South Africa that studied in Falah-e-Dareen are teaching various Darul Ulooms. So Alhamdulillah, recently, before he passed away, I won't say recently, he already passed away a few years now, but before making parda from this world to everlasting abode to Jannah, he came to South Africa. And one of his lectures, he spoke about our relationship with the people around us. He said, we know Salah is important to read for us, Salah on his prescribed time, to fast in the month of Ramadan, to go for Hajj, to give our zakah charities. And Hazrat Mullah Abdullah Kapodri Rahmatullah mentioned this incident when Nabi Sallam received wahi and he came to Bibi Khadija radiallahu anhu, and Bibi Khadija mentioned, Allah will not disgrace you or leave you alone because of these wonderful qualities. So Mullah Abdullah Kapodri Rahmatullah mentioned, besides reading Salah and fasting, if we develop these wonderful qualities, Allah will also love us. Allah give me tawfiq of putting these qualities in us. Let's see what are the first is Nabi Sahib taught unite kingship. To be good with our relatives. A person is good to us, we be good to them, that is normal. But somebody is not prepared to be good, you have an argument or something. But you humble yourself and make salam with the person for the sake of Allah. Allah loves it. And more than 3 days, we must not create enmity for somebody. More than 3 days, must make maafi and make salam. And do not discuss the controversial topic that created the argument. You bear the burden of the weak, those that are poor and doubtful people of the society. You go and mix with them and try to help them. And earn for the destitute and those that are destitute. Sometimes they are homeless or without a job in our situation. Those that are in war-torn countries are displaced through oppressive rulers. What's happened in Palestine, Syria, India, and a few other countries, the oppressive rulers just bombed their houses and their businesses and everything. And many of them lost their loved ones. And all our respected ulama kiram that are running these welfare organizations and helping the poor and the destitute locally and globally, we must wholeheartedly support them. And it's very good work they are doing. And offer hospitality to the guest. Nabi saw some famous hadith, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim zayfahu. Who believe in Allah and akhirat, he must honor his guest. Now, regarding honoring our guests, we choose such type of friends that they have iman in them, they have salah in them, deen in them. Family and friends get together. But when it's salah time, we break off our meals or whatever function and go for our salah, etc. Now, when we have non-Muslim friends or open sinners, we can show our good character. But we cannot be so close to them that we go to eat at one another's house and their dressing, their way of life coming to us. We can mix with them to a certain extent where we teach them the commands of Allah and the teaching of Rasulullah and the Islamic way of dressing, we can impress them on. And also the ulama have written, when pious people eat our food, who read for us salam, who get up for tahajjud salam, our respected ulama ikram to teach Quran and hadith, I'm not after dawahs or anything, Allah grant us sincerity, but I'm just saying we must have love and respect for the pious personalities. And somebody that ate at our dastarkhan, and then they're going to teach Quran, they're going to teach hadith, they are giving a Jumma bayan, etc. So we must love the pious. This is saying, Uhibbu salihina wa lastu manhum, Allah marzuqna salah. We love the pious, but I'm not a pious person. Allah make us among the pious personalities. And also, it is mentioned, if you associate too much with the non-Muslims and too much with the open sinners, it must not happen that the food you offer them, after eating food, they commit zina and drink alcohol and do haram. So sometimes a poor person, Allah keeps them a little bit hungry not to go towards haram. Allah Ta'ala knows best. And then Bibi Khadija radiallahu took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Waraqa ibn Nawfal. Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to her cousin Waraqa ibn Nawfal. He was a man who had adopted Christianity, which was the true religion at the time before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was made a Nabi, during the days of ignorance. And he used to write the Hebrew script and translate it into Arabic. Waraqa ibn Nawfal was a very old man who had turned blind. Sayyidina Khadija radhiyallahu anha said to him, O uncle son, Waraqa, listen to your brother's son. Waraqa asked him, my brother's son, what have you seen? Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned that the Messenger of Allah related to him that he had seen. Waraqa said to him, this is the very same confident angel Jibreel alayhi salam whom Allah sent to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned Jibreel Alayhi Salaam came to all the prophets. And the same Jibreel Alayhi Salaam came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the last and final Nabi of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. With what I wear, a young. And then Waraqa bin Nawfal said, once you called people to us Dawud, Ya Ayyal Muddassir, Qum Fa Anzir. Allah commanded Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, call the people towards Allah. Don't worship idols. Don't worship the cross. Tawheed one Allah. Said, the people expelled Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, will the people expel me? He replied, yes. And never has a man appeared with the like of that which you have brought, but he has been held in enmity. And if your time finds me alive, I shall help you with the fullest support. After that, not much time had passed before Waraqa passed away and the revelation broke off temporarily. The temporary break of revelation was, some say it was for 3 years.